Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias. Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hey, Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Happy fall weather to you.
Yes, we're sitting down for our recording time with our cold Coke drinks.
Coca-Cola.
That's right. And I'm excited about our day. I'm in a great mood, and we have a special birthday this week that we get to, our family will be celebrating, and that is Miss Larbeth's birthday.
Yes.
And on Saturday.
We have a lot of October birthdays, and the more I talk to people, I think it's in a lot
October
of families
birthday.
This is a big birthday season. I love, love, love having a birthday this time of year because it just seems easy to find events.
There's
and
a lot of activities in the South.
Celebrate.
October.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was cracking up because you and I were out on Friday night. We were listening to a band and only in Franklin. Well, not only in Franklin, but definitely a Franklin just sort
happening
of
that
happening.
You will yeah.
Was a ghost tour that came
into the place where we were hearing the live music.
Like the group was right up against our table. I don't know if they thought we were one of the ghosts. You know, they're just kind of looking around at the walls and stuff. It was
hearing a story of something that apparently had happened on that in that property, and so
yeah,
but that stuff happens.
Interesting,
old historic towns.
It's very true, very true.
But I'm grateful to celebrate your life, and you're our wonderful producer.
Well,
and
thank you. Glad, as Dad would say, just so glad to be here.
So proud to be here.
Proud to be
you
here.
You know where that comes from?
No.
Minnie Pearl.
Oh,
she was the one who always would say that. I'm just so proud to be here.
I didn't realize that.
So Dad,
I thought he made that up.
Thinks that's cute.
Well, so. I'm just so proud to be here. Well, we have a great show today. Staying true to our Southern culture, we are going to be talking about some of the modern day hospitality that is happening. Hospitality being super important to us and
that's
our
right.
Southern culture and roots. But hospitality has really taken a new path through people opening up their homes via Airbnb.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm going to use Airbnb kind of, you know, as a noun, but really, you know, I'm talking about any sort of vacation rental home, whether that be through
VRBO
yeah.
or there's
yeah.
other ones, some so, even private ones.
Exactly. But you know what I mean when you say, you know, when I say Airbnb. So I do want to give a little plug for a specific episode of another podcast that I love called How I Built This.
Oh yeah.
And that is a podcast on different entrepreneurs and getting the backstory of how they built the brand that you, you know, you may have heard of or probably.
That's such a cool idea.
Yes. And so every story, of course, has its hurdles mm-hmm. and it's just interesting to see how people overcome how hard it is to get some things off the ground. And so the Airbnb story
episode of that.
Of How I Built This is super fascinating because they talk about some of the hurdles they faced in getting rid of the fear people had of going to stay with a stranger, which I mean, sometimes you just forget, like, Airbnb is an existing brand. It is something people do today.
And yeah, I've actually never done it. Did you know that?
Okay.
Like, I've looked at them
yeah.
in openness to do it.
Yeah.
But then I just ended up like, you know, oh, that's not big enough or that's too small. Or,
okay.
So I just haven't done it.
Okay.
Not because I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
But that is a real thing of, like, sometimes you're not even getting the entire house or the entire, like...
Exactly. And that is the genesis of how Airbnb got started was some guys that were in the Silicon Valley area that founded the company. There were conferences that came there in San Francisco that are very expensive places to come stay.
Yeah.
And have limited inventory
uh-huh.
for lodging. And so they were like, maybe we should just see if there's an openness to somebody paying to stay on our couch or stay in, you know, the mm-hmm. guest room
yeah.
or even stay on an air mattress. Like, you know, if location, location, location.
Yeah.
So You know, depending on the age and the reason that you're going.
Some people just need to change clothes and have a place to brush their teeth. That's all they need.
Yeah. So it really did start with come stay in my house with me. Mm-hmm. And then it has now evolved to, you know, I'm going to open up my whole property, my own home that I'm going to move out of. So
but
you
there
can
is
stay
still both,
or a second
right?
property.
Like sometimes there is just your shared environment.
Yeah. And it's clear, you know, when you're looking
on
at a booking, is it a shared space or is it your own entrance and all of that? But anyway, it, you know, it's a fascinating concept
and it's
one that's definitely worldwide taking off, growing. I think more and more people are probably going to start staying at these as, you know,
it even makes for a more interesting trip. Like, I mean, pretty much, you know, with a hotel, you see the visual pictures of what you're going to get.
Yes.
And, you know, the art on, over the bed might be a little different one room to another, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So with this, you're getting all kinds of creative.
Right. And amenities.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the best things that I love about staying at, in, you know, in an Airbnb, like if you're going to the beach, are some of the amenities that...
Oh, like they already have the beach chairs and...
Umbrella. Some even have sand toys that maybe even a previous guest just bought and left behind because they don't want to travel back with it because they just needed it for a couple of days.
And they were flying home. They just bought them at Walmart.
Yeah, they're cheap. Yeah. They don't want to pack them. They don't want the sand in the car, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, so you're basically stepping in sometimes to everything you need.
Yeah, basically to as if you're staying with a friend, but they're just not there. They just let you have their beach house.
For money, but
for
yes.
money. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, I have stayed in Airbnbs, but I'm still not comfortable staying, as we started off saying, in like a shared space.
Yeah.
That reminds me a lot of
hostels,
boarding houses.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to talk a little bit about boarding houses because that would have been, you know, back in the olden days, that would have typically been a family home where, you know, they were renting rooms to different lodgers. And, you know, it could have been an extended amount of time. Maybe somebody has come to town for work or maybe that, you know, it's for a short time for just, you know, a vacation or, you know, whatever brought them to town. But anyway, common parts of the house shared, you know, whether in a boarding
kitchen
house, that could have been kitchen,
bathroom.
Maybe even laundry.
Okay. Yeah.
And then also, you know, of course, if you've ever stayed in like a bed and breakfast, also very similar in terms
and
of
I have
shared spaces.
Yeah. And I've done this in Europe too, where they're tiny. I
Huge.
Mean,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
So,
yeah. And of course, obviously a benefit of that is usually a home cooked breakfast.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you're traveling
and you're meeting
somewhere
other people
foreign,
that are staying there, it's kind of fun.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Europe is ahead of us for sure in terms of...
Well, they're older than us.
Their
so
travel.
There.
You know,
yeah,
their ways they do travel.
Yeah.
So hostels and bed and breakfasts have been around so long there. But, you know, I just think this is a really cool concept.
It really is.
That I love. But now that people are, for the most part, I would say, starting to become comfortable with this idea, we just wanted to talk about how hospitality can be on full display and even some of the celebrities
There's
in the
many
South.
Celebrity connected ones.
That are opening up their properties via Airbnb. So before we jump into that, I just wanted to say a couple of things that I think are awesome that I have found, you know, as a great Airbnb, no matter where you're staying. I love it when I see, like a suggested things to do list.
Oh yeah.
Suggested restaurants. So I've been in places where it's just typed out. It's framed. Like they just did it that one time and they just keep it out for everybody.
Yeah.
Cause it's the same question everybody has each time they stay is where should we go eat tonight?
Uh-huh.
I also love it when, there is a coffee maker.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
And coffee would be great. So like a Keurig machine is a really sweet and special touch. And then even I've stayed at one that went to the next level and had local bakery goods.
Oh, that's nice.
And like, that just kind of probably was a partnership that they have, right? Like, hey, I'm going to come pick up the scones because I've got people staying and then hopefully they'll come see you the other mornings
That's
of the stay. But yeah, so that was next level. But anything local would be really sweet,
so sweet to
see in the property. So yeah, and then we mentioned
all telling you about the local places that aren't chains is
helpful.
Yeah.
But I mean, if there's other things that are sort of a hot amenity that you know people are going to be doing, if you're near water and you know people are going to be fishing, like, could you have fishing poles?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like just clunky stuff to travel with that can just stay put. No, I mean, I know there's varying prices of a fishing pole, so maybe don't leave the most expensive one in hopes that it wouldn't walk off with person staying. But anyway, just those
that's
are some
fun.
Easy, fun things, I think, that are nice to see when you're staying in
one.
So, okay, so let's
jump in
dive
into some of these celebrity linked ones.
Yeah, and these are all in the South.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are, I wouldn't say right in our backyard, but
some of them are.
Okay, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, the first one I will talk about is the one that's probably furthest away from me. Is that okay?
Sure.
I'll just start there. There is a woman that started as a blogger. Her name is Ree Drummond. She's called the Pioneer Woman.
Pioneer Woman.
So she has a cooking show.
Yep.
And now is kind of a big enough phenomenon that she has a whole kitchen line of products at Walmart and cookbooks.
Crock-pots.
And all different kinds of things. But she and her husband have this full-blown ranch. I mean, he's a cowboy.
Right.
And so they have this ranch out in Oklahoma. The city, I hope I don't mispronounce it, Pawhuska, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And she has opened up a boarding house.
Cool.
I think just a year or two ago.
Okay.
A couple years ago. And it's 8 rooms, and it is, they actually call it an 8-room cowboy luxury hotel.
Nice.
So each suite has its own identity and personality, and the happy staff at the Mercantile, which is another thing on her property that she has where you can shop and
eat
different things like that. And so anyway, the same staff kind of runs all of this, the boarding house and the Mercantile. So she has a specific website. It's PW for Pioneer Woman, pwboardinghouse.com.
Okay.
That's how you go and see
all of the different So it's not even technically
rooms.
On Airbnb. You book
it's
directly
not.
Through her.
You book directly
That's
through
cool.
her.
Whatever.
But the rooms are really beautiful. And I will say that I looked just to see, and it's very booked up.
Okay.
I mean, I couldn't find
actually,
a date close
I think
by.
That's the case for a lot of these. So we'll just have to leave it in the hands of anyone listening if you're actually
well,
interested.
I looked at a few of mine, and they did have openings.
But
this one, I didn't see any nearby. But,
okay.
You know.
Well, I'll also leave it in the hands of those listening if you're interested to decide on if this is something that is in your budget or not.
Yes.
Because they are
some of these
pretty luxurious places to stay and can have a hefty price tag with them. But
yeah. So we haven't stayed in any of these. But anyhow, but I mean, I thought that could be a really fun girl trip or family trip to go out, see this whole ranch, shop, do this whole mercantile thing and stay in the lodge.
Yeah.
Like make that the vacation.
That is the trip. The
That's
property
so
there.
That's so fun. Yeah.
Okay. That's fun. So I'm going to jump in, since we're kind of on that topic, to somebody else that's doing that similar
thing,
which would be Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Okay.
The famed Fixer Upper HGTV show. They have just put Waco on the map big time.
I mean,
so, you know, similar to Pioneer Woman, they have 3 properties for vacation rental on their Magnolia site. So I will link to that in our show notes. It's magnolia.com/stay. And so those are 3 properties. Like you would have the whole property to yourself. So 3 different ones of those. Plus there are 10 houses in the Waco area that were on the show.
Oh my goodness.
You know, that you would have been able to see the whole renovation of that have, whatever, for whatever reason, the owners of those homes now rent them out.
Wow.
So,
okay.
You know, it's not through Chip and Joanna Gaines,
sure.
But if you like the show Fixer Upper,
you would
then you
literally
may have seen,
stay in the house that you saw on the TV show.
So
now,
I have
that's
a,
cool.
I have a listing of those 10 properties, and they're all Waco area, like maybe a 45 to an hour radius of there. So if you were going down to visit the Silos and Magnolia store and bakery and restaurant and all the stuff that they have.
Mm-hmm. Or going to a Baylor football game or something.
Then, you know, that would be fun.
That would be super fun to incorporate
into the trip for sure.
So, and they just opened up a big, huge new coffee house down there that looks gorgeous.
I know. I haven't been down there, but I'm going one day.
Yes.
For sure. Okay. What else you got?
Well, pretty much in our backyard. I have two. I don't know if you want me to do them both
together. Do both of them together, yeah.
But we're, as you guys know, in Franklin, and there is a little neighborhood the address is still Franklin.
Franklin, that's a good way to put it then. It's a neighborhood.
That's called Leaper's Fork.
Yeah.
It's very small. One of the articles I was looking at said population of 650.
Are you serious?
It's very, very, very small.
I didn't realize it wasn't even over 1,000. Wow.
But anyway, there's two that are on Airbnb that I know of.
Yeah.
There that are celebrity linked.
Yes.
One is owned by Holly Williams. She is the granddaughter of the famous Hank Williams.
Yes.
Her dad being Hank Williams Jr.
Yes.
She herself is a singer-songwriter, but she's also a mom. She owns a couple of stores in the Nashville area. Very cute store.
Like a general store.
That's called White's Mercantile. Adorable.
Awesome. Yes.
We love that store. So she's got a few of those stores, but she has, owns a property called the Carl Sweeney House. So I think you can even just look it up. Sweeney House.
Okay.
And it was built in 1892 and, she actually, as a 25-year-old, rented this place.
Wow.
And, worked at a sandwich shop next door. And anyway, when it came up for sale, she was interested in purchasing it.
Okay.
And actually, Laura Beth, you'll know this name. She purchased it with Aubrey Preston and his wife.
Okay.
And they own a good bit of property in the Leaper's Fork area and are very much preservationists.
Yeah.
And we're grateful for that.
Yes.
Anyhow, it's a tin roof home. It's adorable.
I bet it's decorated precious because her store is precious. Yes. So I bet it has a lot of that look.
Yeah. And she's a great decorator. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, it is an adorable home, 1200 square foot cottage. It sleeps six. You can bring pets.
Oh, cool.
Which is another benefit. It had a little fenced in yard. But anyhow, yeah, it's decorated really cute. But this little area, if you are coming to the Nashville area and don't mind being south in a cool little part of town, it could be a really fun one to stay in because it's walkable to just a few shops and a couple of restaurants. And these shops are super cool.
Yes, they are.
Very unique. There's a couple of fabulous art galleries.
Yeah.
Walkable. So. Yeah.
And then certain times of the year, there's a lot of events that happen. In the summertime, they do a lawn chair theater where they show a movie.
Family-friendly movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their Christmas time has one of the greatest Christmas parades I've ever seen.
We try not to miss it. It's adorable.
So, just, you know.
Last year was even better than usual because we had John Schneider.
Was he the Grand Marshal?
Riding on the General Lee.
That's literally right.
That's parked there.
Yes.
And also Kid Rock.
Yeah, Kid Rock
came
was
through on
that.
His...
Yeah.
On his vehicle.
That's funny.
Anyhow, so that one is in Leaper's Fork. And then one other one in Leaper's Fork is also you're renting the whole house.
Okay.
It's called Millville.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Millville is actually named after Millington, which is a Memphis suburb where the owners grew up. And that is a guy by the name of Trace Ayala, I hope I'm saying his name right.
Okay.
And his best friend and business partner, Justin Timberlake.
Heyo!
So these two own this home, and it sleeps eight. Also very cute, and you can look it up on Airbnb under just the name Millville.
Millville. Okay. That's fun. Those are two great properties.
Yeah.
Okay. I will jump to South Carolina.
All right.
Let me tell you about the number one Airbnb in South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Bolt Farm Treehouse.
Okay. I've seen a picture of this, so that's why I'm like,
Designed by Need to Breathe Seth Bolt and his wife, Tori. who wanted to offer a place where guests can live like kings and play like kids.
How
so
cute
these
is
are
that?
Tree houses.
Oh my goodness.
That
there's more than one?
There's more than one now. Yeah, houses. So the best way I can say to get familiar with how luxurious this is just to follow them on Instagram. I will put the link in our
I need to do this.
Show notes. It's one of my most fun accounts to follow.
Wow.
Because my eyes just
magical?
Can't even believe what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
That
like
this is a treehouse.
It's dreamy.
It's so dreamy. I mean, it's yeah, I can't put it into words. But I mean, it's chandeliers. It's just wall-to-wall rugs that just, you know, like it's
living
gorgeous.
Like a king, truly.
And
wow.
It's the number one Airbnb.
In South Carolina, which I would think there'd be some dang good ones in South Carolina.
Exactly. So it's eco-friendly. It's adults only.
Okay.
And you will probably understand
they
why
don't
when
want
you see how it's
swinging from said chandelier.
Right. When you see how it's furnished, you'll definitely see. But they just, you know, they want it to be a tech-free nature retreat.
Oh, wow.
So they really have set it up so that, and there probably isn't even Wi-Fi.
I was
going to
say,
there.
No Wi-Fi password put out in this place.
Yeah. So they have the Majestic Treehouse. And they're building more.
Okay.
So a Majestic Treehouse is what
I think
you would
that's
be
the
able
one I've
to,
seen the pictures of.
You know, that was the first one. But they're building more that are even closer to Charleston. So Majestic Treehouse is in Walhalla, South Carolina.
Okay.
And the ones that are closer to Charleston, they're actually all going to be on a 30-acre property together.
Oh, wow.
And it's waterfront.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Not oceanfront, but
it's
got some
like
sort of water
or something. Yeah.
And you can join their wait list because I have no idea, you know, when they're going to start booking. But
how funny.
It's really, really high end sort of staying, but it's gorgeous. So Bolt Farm Treehouse, Bolt is his last name. So Bolt Farm Treehouse.
Okay.
And yeah, one of the coolest, definitely Airbnbs that I have come across for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't wait to follow them because I've seen a few images and super inspirational even just to get your creative juices flowing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the other one I had was also close by here in Columbia, Tennessee.
Okay.
So a little further south than Franklin from Nashville. And that is called Tulane's Guest House. And it's owned by Mike Wolf of American Pickers.
Okay. So this is pretty new.
It's very new, but he's doing quite a bit down in Columbia.
Yeah.
In fact, I follow him on Instagram, and I've seen a lot of things he puts up where he's like in Columbia or he's like just doing a lot down there.
Interesting.
So I think it is, he loves the small town vibe of it.
It is small town. Yeah.
And, you know, it's not as on the map as Franklin yet.
Right.
And I think he sees that
finished.
It's coming, you know. So his place, if you've ever watched American Pickers, you know what he does.
Yeah.
He finds these treasures and the full stories of these treasures.
Yes.
And this was kind of his way of taking a lot of his collection and actually making it accessible for others to enjoy, which I think is such a cool part of the hospitality piece.
Really fun.
So if you don't have any intention of going to Columbia, you still should look at the images because it's just super cool.
Yeah. Because you're getting to see what he would
actually do
with a piece.
And things that I would never think of. He's got things hanging from the ceiling, like an old, you know, old bicycles.
Wow.
Probably not in good enough shape to ride.
Exactly.
But like just to see them.
That's cool.
And the windows in this place are gorgeous and massive.
Because I think it's in a downtown
area,
right?
Yes.
Okay. You might have said that. I forgot.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
So thank you. But yeah, it's definitely worth seeing. And if you're coming to the Nashville area and you know, don't mind being a little bit further south, like this would be super fun place to be because there's now, you know, coffee shops and a little spa and like things you can do on the square.
Yeah.
So, and there's a Puckett's, which is Franklin famous, but they have a location down in Columbia.
Yeah.
It could be a really fun place to stay. But yeah, it's beautiful. It this one sleeps, I believe it sleeps four, and there was no pets.
Okay.
On this one, and there was some stairs.
Okay.
So, you know, if you have wheelchair or something, it's not going to be feasible. But it is just beautiful.
Columbia, also called Mule Town. It's the mule trading capital of the world.
And they have a big Mule Day celebration, which...
That would be like April-ish.
Yeah.
So
people come literally from all over the world.
Yes. But you'll see Mule Town all over Columbia. Like there's Mule Town
coffee, yes, which exactly. is actually really good.
Yeah.
Coffee. And, but yeah, apparently Mike Wolf is also renovating, an Chevy dealership and a Texaco station and some other things down there. So I don't know what all he's got going on in Columbia, but
wow,
this could be fun to see what all he does.
That's very cool.
Get his fingerprints on some
things. Right.
So
there's a lot untouched down there, but a lot of historic places that need some love and
some TLC
updates. Yeah. Cool. Well,
that's all I got.
Okay. I've got a couple more.
Okay.
Staying also in the area. We weren't trying to stay in the area, but there's just a lot of celebrities that live around here.
Yeah.
So if you are a fan of Christian music, you might know the name Toby Mac.
Oh, yeah.
He has a very modern, posh loft.
We've been in this one.
Yeah. Loft that is in our downtown Franklin area. Or not area. It's on Main Street. It's only one of two locations right now that you can stay on Main Street. Now, we do have
a hotel
being built, but...
But this literally, the window looks out to the Franklin Theater. I mean, it is so cool.
It's a gorgeous place to stay. So, it is through Airbnb that it is booked, and it's just beautifully sleek. It actually has two bedrooms, so you could sleep up to four guests here, and each bedroom has its own bathroom. And they just spent a lot of time putting... a lot of pretty touches on the whole place.
Well, he and his wife both have really good taste, I think, in design and decor. And so you see that in the way they've done it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to mention that one. Yeah. Yeah. Also, I will mention, although it's not an Airbnb, it's a bed and breakfast, but we have to mention that there's a Steel Magnolias bed and breakfast.
Oh, that's right.
And Natchitoches. No.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, I forget how you...
Natchitoches?
It's an unusual. I can't remember.
So
it's
hard
unusual because it's like a Native American name.
Natchitoches, Louisiana. I got that one. So it's been a bed and breakfast since 2014, and Shelby's room is the most popular room.
My goodness.
And so this was the home of her family
in the movie.
In the movie. And they have five bedrooms that are available to rent. Each one's named after the movie characters. So there's a Clary, Weezer, Shelby, Jackson, and Annelle.
How cute. But it's the home that would have been Shelby's home.
They didn't do a trophy. How weird is that?
Well,
anyway. So it's a 5,900 square foot home.
Okay.
And it was built in 1841. I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah.
And supposedly it has not changed much since its role in the movie.
How cute. So you're renting a room.
It's a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
So you're renting a room and I guess you get breakfast.
Okay.
So,
love it.
Yeah. So I wanted to mention that one. And then if you are a jazz fan, hello, you can stay in F. Scott Fitzgerald's Montgomery home.
Well, he's a famous writer.
Well, yeah, but.
Great Gatsby, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. That would be so epic to me to be doing the dreaming of what would have been, what life would have been like at that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And staying on that property.
So
that sounds so
the
cool.
House is, they call it a Southern Charmer.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And there is a two bedroom apartment that's dubbed the Zelda Suite. His wife's name was Zelda. And it's the apartment that's available for rent through Airbnb.
That is so fun. Now, what town is this?
Montgomery.
Okay.
Alabama. Yeah. So, you know.
Now, Montgomery's a neat place to visit, too. It's the capital.
Yes.
Beautiful governor's mansion down there. And there is, I visited there, and there's like a, surprisingly, a great Shakespeare festival or Shakespeare group
you
there and
to that. Yeah.
That was actually the first place I ever saw the play Steel Magnolias was
That's
in Montgomery,
right.
Alabama.
How funny.
So That is cool. I would love to stay in his home or on his property.
Yeah.
So fun. Well, gosh, these are all kinds of opportunities.
I know. And those are probably not, that's not probably a holistic list, but those are the ones that we know
that we
of.
Could find links to. We did a little digging and that's what we came up with.
Yeah. So, of course I saw a lot of celebrity linked Airbnbs in California.
Oh yeah.
But well, we wanted to stick with the South.
That's
so.
Right.
Anyway.
We've got a few states covered. Louisiana, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Texas, Tennessee.
Oklahoma. We can get all kinds of places.
All right. All right. So I guess that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed a little bit of Southern hospitality happening in a modern way.
That's right.
And we will be back to discuss more Southern culture topics next week.
We'll see you then.
Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.